MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting with Alan Solomon. He is CFO of Capital Appreciation. They had results for the year end March. It was revenue down 11.7%. Headlines earnings per share off 3.1, but dividend up 10%. Cash up 6.6%, sitting at 538 million. Market cap here is about 1.2 billion. So a big chunk of cash there. Alan, appreciate your time. Make no mistake, this has been a tough year. And it started when we were, you know, 1st of April last year in very hard lockdown. My sense is, though, if we look sort of, ignore the year past, looking forward, the trends that have come out from the pandemic are probably really playing in the favor of capital appreciation for the years ahead.
Yeah, Simon, and thanks once again for your involvement in our group. The pandemic year of 2020-2021 has been unprecedented. It's been absolutely a horrific experience for everybody, South Africa and globally. Mm-hmm. However, I think the interesting part about the year that we're reporting on is that inter alia, it's been a benefit for us. It's been tough. It has certain key features attributable to it. But I think capital appreciation has come out of this whole year unscathed, operationally efficient, operationally ready for the next opportunities going to avail ourselves, and stronger than we've ever been before.
And a lot of your business is cashless payments. Well, one of the amazing stats I picked up, that around two-thirds of transactions under 700 Rand are cash transactions. That makes sense because, you know, let's go back 5-10 years ago, that would have been a credit card and, you know, small transactions were cash. But we've come to the tap to pay. We're used to using electronic non-cash forms for payment these days, and the pandemic's instilled that, and it's only going to accelerate it going forward. I used to be a big fan of cash. I hardly use it anymore.
You know, coming from a background, banking background, where cash is a very expensive way of doing transactions, has all its natural risks attached to cash, and it's actually unbelievable that in South Africa, still 70 to 75% of all transactions are driven by cash. Card was always an elitist type of way of payment, but now it's becoming much more readily appreciated and used by consumers. But cash is still a very, very significant part of the business. And as the world evolves, cash is going to become more and more restricted, more and more limited, and our types of payment type transactions are going to become more prevalent.
Are you seeing, obviously, you mentioned some orders delayed during the year. We chatted a few times during the year. Are those orders coming back? Are they, you know, customers delayed them, but now we are sort of getting towards the end, more so in some markets than others. Are those orders returning to your order book?
Oh, absolutely. I think one has to remember the old traditional way of business, that when you transacted with a particular supplier or service provider, that if you didn't have the goods on the shelf, or you didn't have the available resources to deliver the goods to a customer, that sale effectively was lost and lost forever.
Yeah.
In our scenario, it's only an element of cutoff. And unfortunately, the nature of our business is that those big ticket type transactions come, and there's lead times from suppliers from overseas. The order is never, ever lost. It just gets reflected in a different timing period. And therefore, you can never measure our group on one timing period versus another, or one financial year versus another. Those orders were never lost, and I'm proud to say that in the financial year that we've just finished and are reporting on, we never lost an order, we never lost the support, we never lost the confidence of our diversified customer base, and we just got it was just a question of an element, a deferment to the next period.
I like that. I take that point. It's sort of moved down the road. It's still there. It might just pop up in a different reporting period. Are you seeing issues with chip shortages? Certainly, a number of folks are having struggles there. Is that hindering to a degree?
Yeah, there's no question. Today in this whole digital world, whether you're dealing in technology type related activities, even the motor cars that you're driving, all the electronics that are involved have some form of electronic component to it, chip inter alia, and it's in the public domain globally that the chip manufacturers around the world are seeing unprecedented volume demand, and they are having difficulties delivering, and they've got to get their own priorities right and their own production lines in order. And that's creating an element of delay, but not unnecessary delay, but it's just showing how the technology is driving the new world.
And you mentioned a moment ago how orders are never lost. They moved into different reporting periods, which is really an accounting function more than an operational function. Also note, you're picking up, your annuity income is really starting to pick up. And I can imagine, again, a couple of years down the line, going to become fairly significant and perhaps smooth out some of that sort of an order gets moved to another period.
Well, we've only owned the subsidiary companies because we acquired them in May of 2017. And we've seen the growth of the annuity-style type income, which is effectively repetitive income into next and more than one, but two and three and five timing financial years going forward. Our annuity income now reflected in this reporting period of 2021 at 61% and growing, which is very, very encouraging.
Last question. I mentioned up front a large pile of cash. Plans for that? Buybacks, dividends, maybe acquisitions?
Well, I think that's the most pleasing aspect of our entire business. The businesses are very well managed, governed. Expense and asset management has become very, very profiled, and excellence has been achieved in that regard. One thing is very, very clear. Our businesses are asset light, very, very strong cash generators. And therefore, we have no pressures on our balance sheet. We've got an exceptional balance sheet. It's the foundations. It's our platform for us for the future growth, which, please God, will allow us to deliver sustainable earnings in the future without having to worry about dealing with banking and other types of covenants. It's a very positive approach going forward. Our balance, not only is it strong, we've got cash resources, and we're going to be judicious in the types of acquisitions we make that will give us sustainable and long-term returns.
We'll leave it there. Alan Solomon, CFO, Capital Appreciation. Appreciate your time today.
MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.